Hello, friends, and welcome to day number 122 of Bible in a Year with Pastor Steve. It's so good to have you here with us on this Tuesday, June the 18th. If you're a first-time guest, welcome. And if you're in need of the Bible in a Year reading plan, you can click the link that's in the show notes, and you'll be brought to a page where you could print or download it. For today, the reading plan prescribes Job 16 through 23, Psalm number 122, and Proverb 29. By way of this podcast, I'll be reading Proverb 29, but be sure to read the rest on your own. If you're enjoying this Bible in a Year reading plan, I ask that you do me the kindness of clicking like or follow or subscribe on your listening platform of choice, as that does help the podcast get seen for others who might be searching for such a podcast as this. If you do me that kindness, know that I am most appreciative. Well, friends, without further ado, let's jump into God's Word together. Proverb 29. He who is often rebuked and stiffens his neck will be destroyed suddenly with no remedy. When the righteous thrive, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, the people groan. Whoever loves wisdom brings joy to his father, but a companion of prostitutes squanders his wealth. The king by justice makes the land stable, but he who takes bribes tears it down. A man who flatters his neighbor spreads a net for his feet. An evil man is snared by his sin, but the righteous can sing and be glad. The righteous care about justice for the poor. The wicked aren't concerned about knowledge. Mockers stir up a city, but wise men turn away anger. If a wise man goes to court with a foolish man, the fool rages or scoffs, and there is no peace. The bloodthirsty hate a man of integrity, and they seek the life of the upright. A fool vents all of his anger, but a wise man brings himself under control. If a ruler listens to lies, all of his officials are wicked. The poor man and the oppressor have this in common: Yahweh gives sight to the eyes of both. The king who fairly judges the poor, his throne shall be established forever. The rod of correction gives wisdom, but a child left to himself causes shame to his mother. When the wicked increase, sin increases, but the righteous will see their downfall. Correct your son, and he will give you peace. Yes, he will bring delight to your soul. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint, but one who keeps the law is blessed. A servant can't be corrected by words. Though he understands, yet he will not respond. Do you see a man who is hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him. He who pampers his servant from youth will have him become a son in the end. An angry man stirs up strife, and a wrathful man abounds in sin. A man's pride brings him low, but one of lowly spirit gains honor. Whoever is an accomplice of a thief is an enemy of his own soul. He takes an oath, but dares not testify. The fear of a man proves to be a snare, but whoever puts his trust in Yahweh is kept safe. Many seek the ruler's favor, but a man's justice comes from Yahweh. A dishonest man detests the righteous, and the upright in their ways detest the wicked. Gracious and eternal God, we do give you thanks for this time together. We ask that you would send forth your Holy Spirit to illuminate these ancient words. Open our hearts and our minds to receive your truth, so that we might walk in your ways to bring you all the honor and glory you deserve. This day and always, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, while the wisdom of this proverb seems to be all over the place, that is that there are nuggets in various places for different things, there seems to be a theme that's arising within it that focuses on God's care for the poor and also justice. God has always had a heart for the poor. It's seen throughout the entire Old Testament, where there's mandates to take care for those who can't take care of themselves, like the widows, to lift up the people who are down and out. We hear this in Jesus when he is confronting the Pharisees in Matthew 23:23, where he says, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You give a tenth of your spices, that is, you tithe, mint, dill, and cumin, but you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. You should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former. In Jesus' Sermon on the Mount also, he lifts up the meek and the poor in the spirit, calling them the blessed ones. The kingdom of God is an upside-down kingdom where the people who have risen to the top in the world with power and lording that power over other people are actually on the bottom, and the poor are lifted up above in God's eyes. Also, if you remember the time when Jesus went into his hometown of Nazareth and went into the synagogue and took a scroll of Isaiah, and he read this particular text to the people who were in worship together. And it was from Isaiah 61:1, where Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners." God has his eyes and his hearts on the poor, really on all people. Our proverb says that God gives sight to both, right? We need to be looking out for each other. The oppressors have eyes to see just as much as the poor have eyes to see. When Jesus was telling people that they must love God and neighbor, he was saying that these two cannot be mutually exclusive. If you're loving God, you are loving neighbor. And you need to be looking out for those who are down and out, those who are poor, who are brokenhearted, those who are broken, who have been wounded, who need to be bound up and healed in God's love and grace. So friends, I invite you to pray this prayer that God would open your eyes, to give you eyes to see, to look around in your community, to see those who are poor, whether in spirit or in money, whatever the case may be, whatever the circumstance, to give you eyes to see people and the humanity in every person, regardless if they are experiencing homelessness or incarceration. Remember that God has eyes and a heart for them. And he's calling you and me to do the bigger things, the weightier things, to do justice and mercy for all people. So friends, keep your eyes open this week and look to see where God is calling you to make a difference in your community. Hope that you enjoyed this time together, and I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. God bless.